Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Whenever the Packers take the field, especially at home, the biggest difference maker is almost always the guy calling signals.
You've heard the term smartest man in the room? Well, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is the smartest man on the field. His awareness of all that is happening is amazing. At least once a game, maybe twice, he catches a defense in the middle of a substitution with too many men on the field. He continually induces defensive linemen to jump off sides. Then, with a free play, he goes for the jugular. Like this second quarter 27-yard touchdown pass to James Jones, giving the Packers a 24-7 halftime lead. He hit Randall Cobb three times for touchdowns in the red zone and rendered one of the best defensive fronts in football completely ineffective. Rodgers has not thrown an interception at home since December 2012, covering 580 pass attempts and 48 touchdown strikes. Defensively, the Packers continue to emerge up front. They pillage Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith, sacking him seven times. This week, the Packers pay a visit to the San Francisco 49ers at the site of next February's Super Bowl 50. Most of San Francisco's squad that beat Green Bay four straight times over a two-year period are gone. Quarterback Colin Kaepernick is still calling signals, but he's coming off one of his worst performances with four interceptions and two pick sixes in a 47-7 loss at Arizona.
These aren't your dad's 49ers. They're not your little brother's Niners. Heck, they're not even Jim Harbaugh's 49ers anymore. The Packers don't care whose 49ers they are. San Francisco is the next stop on Green Bay's road to 4-0. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.